Today, we're diving into something that's, well, quietly reshaping classrooms, careers, pretty much everything. Imagine a college freshman, right? Acing calculus. Not because they're suddenly a math whiz, but because an AI tutor figured out exactly where they were struggling. Or maybe a student with dyslexia reading confidently because an AI phonics tutor adapted just for them. This isn't science fiction, it's happening now. So our deep dive today, it's all about AI agents in education. What are they? How are they changing learning? And crucially, what do we need to keep an eye on?
It's fascinating, isn't it, how fast this has become the reality. Get this. Recent stats show something like 87% of educational institutions globally. They've already brought AI tools in somehow. So yeah, this isn't some far off future thing. It's here. It's affecting how everyone experiences learning right now.
87%. Wow. That's really something. Okay. So for anyone listening, the term AI agent might still sound a bit, you know, technical. Let's unpack that. What exactly are we talking about when we say AI agents?
Right. So think of them as intelligent software programs. Their job is basically to autonomously assist with educational tasks. They use machine learning, especially things like reinforcement learning, for making adaptive paths and natural language processing, which helps them interact with students in a more nuanced way. Now, the key difference from, let's say, older AI is really important. Unlike a static tool, like a calculator app maybe, that just does one thing when you ask, AI agents are dynamic. They're active. They can actually initiate actions. They learn. They adapt in real time. They focus on multiple tasks, and they're aware of the context. They tailor things to your pace. More like a coach, really, than just a tool.
A responsive coach. I like that. That dynamic part is what seems so powerful. And we're seeing these agents pop up everywhere, especially for personalized learning. I read that, 61% of edtech platforms now have some kind of AI personalization, creating those custom dashboards, showing your strengths, suggesting what to tackle next.
Exactly. And that leads straight into intelligent tutoring systems, ITS. These are really groundbreaking. They genuinely try to mimic a personal human tutor, adapting constantly. Duolingo is a good example, you know. It uses AI to change the language exercises on the fly. Harder questions if you're doing well, easier if you stumble. It's not just a fixed lesson plan.
Interesting. And it's not just the students benefiting, is it? Teachers get help too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
AI is a huge help in automating those time-consuming admin tasks. Some advanced systems can even grade complex things like essays or projects. Imagine the time that frees up for teachers.
Right, time they can spend actually teaching or mentoring.
Precisely. So let's talk benefits for you, the learner. What's the bottom line? First, hyper-personalized instruction. Tailoring not just the difficulty, but diagnosing why you're stuck. That's key. Studies show students scoring, on average, about 12.4% higher with this kind of AI help. Second, much better accessibility. Think AI reading assistance for learners with dyslexia, or real-time translation tools breaking down language barriers for international students. Third, support that scales. AI tutors are available 24/7. They don't get tired, they don't get frustrated, they can walk you through a problem 50 times if needed, patiently.
Which, circling back to educators, means they become more efficient. AI handles the repetitive stuff, allowing teachers to focus on, you know, the human side. Creative teaching, one-on-one support, mentorship, things AI can't really do.
It all sounds incredibly promising, but we do need to talk challenges. This raises some big questions. What do we need to watch out for? Well, data privacy and security is a huge one. These systems need a lot of data. How is it managed? How secure is it? And then there are the practicalities of just getting this tech into schools.
Exactly. The digital divide is real. You need good internet, modern devices. Not every school has that. Plus, the cost, those subscription fees for the really advanced AI platforms can be steep. That risks creating even more inequality, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And another critical point, AI lacks empathy, that human connection, that understanding. It's vital in teaching. So the goal isn't replacement, it's collaboration. We need a hybrid model. AI handles the efficiency, the data crunching, the personalization at scale. Humans provide the deeper support,
yeah,
the mentorship, the truly human element. That balance is key.
Okay, so looking ahead, this is where it gets really exciting, I think. The future. Imagine teachers and AI working together, like a human teacher and a digital co-teacher in the classroom.
Yeah.
The AI handles real-time adjustments, maybe flag students who need help, while the human teacher focuses on those higher-level interactions and predictive analytics, identifying students at risk before they actually start failing. That could be revolutionary.
Absolutely. And think bigger picture, the global impact on lifelong learning. Imagine having an AI agent that's like your personal learning companion. Throughout your whole life, from high school through college into your career, it remembers how you learn best, what you need next. It could recommend the perfect course or skill update years down the line, making quality learning accessible, truly, regardless of age or where you are in life.
So, wrapping this up, what does it all mean for you, listening? It seems the future really lies in this powerful collaboration, this partnership between humans and AI. It's about creating learning experiences that are more personal, more efficient, and honestly, more accessible for everyone.
And here's something to think about. If AI can genuinely become that lifelong learning partner, constantly adapting to your unique journey over decades, what completely new, maybe even unimaginable learning pathways will that open up for you?